put it all around the chinois, and it had handles or any kind of decoration that you wanted to put on the coffin. Long handles or short handles, you know, like that, and fix it up. Very nice. Yeah, however, my dad was, that's the way he wanted to be buried, and that's the way we buried him. Made one of those handmade coffins, yeah. Because he said he seen so many over there at Oakwood buried in them high-priced caskets in a sorry box and all, and the ground gets full of water, water go right on into the body and all like that, into the casket, you know. And they made them there and then put them in a redwood box, you know. Now they use steel wool, 90% of them. Some of them are buried in concrete wall, some are buried in cedar box about 2 inches wide and all, and then a lid over it. It'll last a long time, waterproof. A lot of them there used to be cheap and big knot holes in the top of the box and all. Seen it out here in Georgetown many a time. I'd rather be buried in a cheap coffin and a steel wall put on and be buried in a high-priced casket in an old sorry box. Mm-hmm. We've had to move some bodies out there and the boxes were waterlogged. Mm-hmm. Bodies still there and all, just laying in a puddle of water. Mm. All it was. Yeah. I never buried, as long as I had charge out there, I never buried nobody in a water grave. Some of them don't care. Bury them in mud holes. Mm. They don't care. The grave is filled up with water and mud. Won't let the family come about them at all. Set the tent over yonder on a vacant lot, away from the lot. Mm. Go ahead and put them in a mud hole. Yeah, I don't like it.
That's bad.
And I ain't gonna be buried that way. I ain't gonna be buried that way.
Well, what about the ceremony for the dead person? You say that you're going to so-and-so's.
A what?
You know, the ceremony?
Yeah.
For the dead person? What do you call that?
Well, call it a ceremony for the dead, you know. The preacher holds services for the person that's dead and all, and funeral and all that way and all. I don't know whether they call it anything else or not.
You know, sometimes members of the family are dressed in black.
Yeah.
You'd say that they're in...
Yeah, yeah. Well, that signifies now that they're mourning. They wear black to show that they're mourning.
Have you ever heard of any kind of disease that children used to die from because they get these sores in their throat and wouldn't be able to breathe?
Yeah. Well, it used to be among the smaller class and the baby's diphtheria. They call it diphtheria, but grown people wasn't subject to it, no. But they would have other throat troubles and all, and they'd have to put a tube and the side of their neck and all for them to breathe through and all.
Do you ever hear of anybody getting diphtheria anymore?
No.